This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Diving along on this semi-charm kind of life. What a beautiful Tuesday morning here on 96.5 The Fan.
Damn, glad to have you. I feel refreshed. Still don't know if I'm going to eat today. Probably shouldn't.
Probably one of those days where you're getting up there in age now where you eat like that on a Monday. By Thursday, you'll be feeling okay again.
Eating everything out of a tube the next couple days. By the way, real quickly, what a devastating evening it was last night. Juju?
Yeah, that sucks.
I feel, can I be real quick here? Kind of dirty play. Or is it bad luck? Like, what's the percentage?
I'll have to look more at the play.
Seems like the girl kind of carelessly, like, kind of ran into her, blocked her off, and then the knee gives out because of contact. Maybe I'm soft. If I am, I apologize, but I there's a lot of... Because the USC players were pissed at the end of the game.
Of course. They saw their tournament chances go up in smoke.
Yeah, as Miss Juju goes off the... talk about a roller coaster of an event for her. She's sitting next to Jalen Daniels, and then Jalen Daniels' mom's like, absolutely not. And then the next time she's on TV, she's, from what we've heard from Shams, she has torn her ACL.
Yeah, that sucks. Out for the tournament, out for a year now, too.
Because she's going to the draft next year, right?
I believe so, right?
Oh, for sure.
Do you think she's still the number one overall pick? Do you take the chance?
I don't know. I mean, yes, talent-wise, she should be, but I don't know the way that works. I don't know if teams, like, I know teams in the NFL will go, well, we can't waste this year.
Yeah, but they did it. Buffalo did about a decade or so ago. There was a running back, I remember, out of Miami, and I can't remember who it was right now. I think had a blown Achilles, and Buffalo still took him in the first round.
Yikes.
But I can't remember exactly who it was. But, I mean, she's one of the best women's basketball players out there. I think you take that chance.
I think you take it.
Detroit did it with Jameis Williams.
Yeah,
Jameson Williams.
Yep. Yeah, Jameson Williams like blew his ACL out of the national title game for Alabama.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And then they were like, "We're still taking him like ninth overall."
They did. That's true.
And it's worked.
That worked out.
Kind of.
When he plays and he's not being an idiot, yes.
Yeah, he's not gambling. He's not, getting in trouble.
Yeah, he's had a lot of issues. So has it worked out? No.
Yeah, he's a good player.
But I mean, if you can't, do what's necessary to stay on the field.
Yeah, kind of a big year for him. He needs to have a clean, good full season.
Yeah.
From the 8-1-6 dust to you are soft. That was barely a foul.
I'm watching this play again. Yeah, I think this is just
so I'm soft.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think you're soft. I don't think it's a foul. It's unlucky.
It's just a court sport injury.
Yep. She goes, tries to play defense, and she just completely trips. And
you can see that thing. Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Don't watch it.
Willis McGahee is the guy that you were looking forward
to. Willis McGahee. Yeah, he blew out his knee, and then Buffalo took him, and he sat a year. And then, you know, I think he was a pretty good player ultimately in the NFL, right?
I still remember that injury in the championship game.
Yeah, and so, like, especially in the WNBA, where you're still a growing league and you're still looking for that next superstar alongside Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you believe Juju Watkins is that player, then you take her and you're willing to sit, you know, a year basically until she can come back and play because you believe she's going to be a dynamic force. But an ACL injury in basketball, how much more difficult is it to recover from that than football? Or can you even get back to the same level in basketball since, you know, your knees are a pretty big part of jumping and everything?
Especially,
you know?
Like, you know, if Caitlin Clark's the Steph Curry, she's like the Kyrie Irving. All she does is herky jerky, handles, get past you, drive to the rack. So that's
it's gonna be an interesting injury to see how she comes back from that. That sucks for her.
I would say it's probably tougher for football. Just because football is more of like a dig and cut, like you're digging into the ground and moving. Plus you have people like coming after you. Whereas like basketball, it's still tough because it's a cut sport. Like you're still like moving around and you're on a court. Cause I remember when I tore my ACL, my orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Dugan, was like, by the way, I probably wouldn't play basketball anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, why not? He goes, well, it's going to be a lot of stress on your leg. But then again, I'm not an athlete. So,
you're not an athlete. Yeah. Right.
But it's
still the same type of thing. Like, I think it's going to be a hard injury to come back from.
No doubt. Speaking of something that might be hard to come back from, that is the doubt of one player for the Royals. I think June 15th is the evaluation day for what you do moving forward with MJ Melendez. So some news that came out of the Royals camp yesterday with Vinny Pasquantino, a grade one plus injury to the hamstring. He says that he feels fine. He's going to do everything he can to be there for opening day. Uh-huh. We said, well, why not Jack Caglione? And everybody says, Dusty, chill out. Even Vern, you know, always will bring you down. Maybe it's not Vinny who he might be replacing. Maybe this is why he needs outfield reps, because I think that at some point, and again, I am not a hater, but at some point you have to call it what it is with certain people on your team that aren't getting better or trying to improve. And MJ Melendez, every single year, we do the same exact thing. We go back and look at what he did in Omaha when he hit 40 home runs. And then we think, where is that going to eventually develop to the major league roster? It has not officially happened. Yes, there are certain moments where you see it and you're like, if he can do that more often, maybe Caglione is on this roster to either replace Hunter Renfroe or MJ Melendez, and that's why he needs reps in the minors, is to get better at a corner outfield spot, because they know the bat's there. They don't have to worry about that. They just need to make sure he's good to go, that if they do pull the trigger and say, hey, it's just not working with MJ, it is what it is, we're going to bring somebody else up that can be more productive. Because honestly, MJ Melendez, for the most part of his career in the Royals lineup, has been an out almost every time he's in that spot.
Yeah, I think you're on to something. I just think by, you know, gathering enough information and watching the situation kind of unfold before us, I do think it's going to be what does a short leash mean to you guys? If I say there's a short leash on MJ, what does that mean? Does that mean a month?
I mean, June 15th.
I like June 15th. I think that's a good one. I think that's half the season, right? All of April, all of May, half of June. I think that's a little bit of a longer leash. If I were going to say a short leash, to me, would be May 1st. I think that's kind of a short leash.
1 month.
And Denny will always say, like, by May 1st, you kind of know, you know, where you're going that season, right? You've got that first month under your belt. It's kind of a good sample size. You know, we're not rushing things. So I think May 1st is a short leash. I think May 15th, the leash gets a little bit longer and longer and longer as you get closer to that June 15th deadline. So let's just use June 15th, because I think that's a fair sample size. Give somebody 2.5 months. If they can't figure it out, then it's time to move
on.
And
it's been 3.5 years.
And it's right. It's not exactly like this is his first rodeo. 100%.
Plus, there's a dynamite athlete that is breathing down your neck.
And that's the thing right now. So there is a quote unquote option. And MJ Melendez, I think, is a guy that can be on the clock right now with the Royals. And I wouldn't be surprised if MJ Melendez was part of a trade at some point. And I think the Yankees, who haven't called about MJ, I don't think, but should, I think his swing would be great at Yankee Stadium. And I think he needs a change of scenery as much as the Royals need a change of scenery from him. But if Cag starts out hot, that leash will get shorter for MJ Melendez. And I was looking at something yesterday in The Athletic, and they were ranking all the big league lineups, and they said the Royals had the 13th best lineup in baseball. Like, okay, that's fair. But then they say about Cags coming in and maybe in May or June and playing an outfield position. And so for me, with the money that's still invested in Hunter Renfro, which is about, I think, the $15 million contract that they had for 2 years, so you got $7.5 million still invested in him. You don't have as much invested in MJ. I think MJ could be the odd guy out. If he doesn't get off to a hot start, I think that's where you start to hear the rumblings and people starting to discuss whether or not it's time for Jack Caglione to come up. So if MJ starts off hot, it may be a little bit longer for Jack Caglione to get up here. But if MJ starts out slow, I think that's the guy you got to look at to be moved for Jack Caglione if he does what they need him to do in the minors.
The reason why I think that you could see a Caglione signing this year earlier than later is because there are three players that we have mentioned in this conversation that all have him kind of in their rearview mirror. Vinny Pasquantino is obvious, mm-hmm. right? Like the injuries, he's helped him try to develop his first base talent. He's got the bat. We know that's there. So as long as Vinny can stay healthy, that's not an issue. It's not a production thing for Vinny, right? Hunter Renfro's under a cheap contract. But again, if he's an automatic out and he's in right field and he's not getting it done, then it's like, okay, we got to do something.
Right.
And how much more can this kid accomplish lower than, you know, Major League Baseball? Because he's obviously starting out in Arkansas. He's going to be, you know, he's going to be in Double A.
Right.
Then he's going to move up to Triple A, depending on how fast that goes. If that goes fast, you know, that's going
to... If he's up at Triple A before May...
I mean, then, you know, you can start looking at that. And then you look at Melendez, who's, you know, every year, you know, and I brought this up, you know, a few weeks back, like if we have the same energy for, you know, Caglione, it's just, you know, he's hitting off non-pitching in the major leagues. Like he's not hitting off starting pitching to Major League Baseball players. But yet we have the same conversation, but the opposite side of effect, talking out of both sides of our mouth, like, boy, MJ just looks really good this spring. He looks really, you know, locked in. He's changed his swing. It's like he's hitting the same pitching. So, like, where's the give and the take? Like, you can't take away everything that Caglione's done because it's not Major League pitching.
Right.
Just like you can't give all the accolades to MJ Melendez in the spring training, you know, numbers when it's like, and again, I've talked to several people within the organization. Like, they say that, you know, hey, spring training numbers are for the birds. Like, it doesn't mean anything.
Right,
it's like, well, the Chiefs went 0-4 in preseason. Good luck this season.
Right.
Super Bowl appearance.
Right.
And it's like, you know, yeah, I understand that. But, like, you can't have... you know, different energies when it comes to, well, MJ looks like he's really hitting the cover off the ball in spring. And then it's like, well, Cags is, but they're not professional pitchers. Like,
which is it? Yeah.
You know, which one is it? So,
yeah. Well, it works to whatever narrative you want to push, right. Dusty. You know?
But I mean, I think that there is some sort of truth in that because every year I think we do this, like, who's the Chiefs player that everyone's going to, you know, be, you know, not supportive or not behind?
Right.
Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, Mecole Hardman, whoever that name may have been, Sammy Watkins, maybe at some point in time because of injuries and, you know, not being able to get out there and produce. I think MJ is that Royals player. I think this year, I think the magnifying glass is on MJ Melendez because it's like, look, dude, like your time is up. Like you're supposed to be this, you know, plug in the middle of the lineup hitting, you know, sixth or fifth or somewhere around there to give some sort of production in the offensive side of things. Your glove is mid to above average in left field. You kind of developed that. But again, like you're this guy that was drafted and supposed to be this, you know, solid bat in the lineup. And I'm not saying he's got to go out there and hit 35 home runs and hit 265.
No, but he can't be an automatic out in the outfield.
But you can't hit below the Mendoza line.
Right.
And you can't be one of those guys where it's like, yeah, he was really good for 2 weeks and then he just disappears for a month.
Right.
That's just what you cannot have because what do we talk about? This team is a playoff team and wants to be productive.
Right.
You cannot have four automatic outs in your lineup.
No.
6, 7, 8, 9.
No, you can't. And now you have a guy that's pushing MJ Melendez, right? You have a guy that's pushing Hunter Renfro. And you hope by the fact that these guys now know that their replacement is lurking in Double A and potentially Triple A before, you know, we reach May 1st, that maybe it fuels their fire a little bit. And maybe MJ does have that good season that everybody's, you know, kind of wanting. But I can feel confident in saying I think the leash is going to be short to a little bit mid with MJ Melendez. And if he doesn't produce, they can't waste time hoping that somebody produces.
No doubt about it. It is 7:30. It is time to get to one word. Mr. Mac Morey, take it away.
There we go. Perfect.
Yep.
A little delay for you. One word. One word on the Kansas Royals.
Look, man, I don't care what side of the state line they're on. As long as they stay in Kansas City in the metro area, that's all I care about. But one word would be cool.
One word on the Kansas City Royals, man. This is
Kansas
tough.
Royals.
Oh, Kansas Royals.
Yeah, specifically.
Local.
Yeah.
I mean, they're here. I get it. There's some Missourians that are damn proud of Missouri that said, once they go to Kansas, I'm out. Okay.
Well, I mean, if you have to give us your name, we'll turn it over to the ownership group and let them know that you're going to be you're yeah. banning yourself like it's a casino, you know?
No, new. Heartbreaking a little bit because I'm a, you know, I'm a Missouri resident my whole life. I know exactly how to get to the stadium. Like yesterday, I'm like, which way do I want to go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I live in my house in Lee Summit. I'm like, I get to go a new way. I could take, you know, 350 from Raytown, which is just consistently being under construction. But yeah, I don't know. It would be new, but they're still local.
One word on, I would choose bittersweet because I'm kind of with you. There's really good things about it, and there's something like, mm-hmm. make you sad.
Sweet.
Yeah. One word on, that's one word. One word on Jameis to the Giants.
Awesome.
Alive. Hey, why not? Jameis has done well with crappy teams and made them somehow relevant because of who he is, right? Cleveland, we were watching Thursday Night Football last year.
Yeah, because of Jameis.
Yeah, it was Thursday. Yeah, it was a snow game. But more importantly, it was Jameis Winston, and he delivered. He beat Pittsburgh. He did snow angels, slid in the snow, gave us the, you know, the horses are here, you know, as God is my witness. Jameis Winston, entertaining, more entertaining, even more so in New York. They are going to absolutely hate him. Or they're going to absolutely love him.
I think it's going to be so much fun to see him on that stage and to see what he can do. Like, if he wins in New York or just has a little bit of success in New York and doesn't throw as many interceptions, he's going to be a star this year, man. I'm excited.
And he's one of those guys that I don't think the New York media is going to, like, cripple him. I think he's just going to, like, be himself, and he doesn't care what they say.
Exactly. And I think he's getting a lot of experience with that. We saw him at the Super Bowl. Now he's working with Kay Adams and doing all that kind of stuff. Like, he's going to be a media darling in New York. He's going to be awesome.
Did you see those Jameis in the Wild videos?
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's so good. He's just hysterical.
Here's the thing. I'll call my shot way ahead of time. He will be in a booth when he calls it a quit. In the NFL.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, but I
could see that.
I think a game day booth is too restrictive for him. I think he's the guy you send out in the field to let him be Jameis Winston.
That's fair. He could be like a Booger McFarlane.
Yeah, yeah, but even more
he'd
so.
Be way better than
Booger. Like he is so entertaining, and
it's natural,
right?
So it's just
not,
who he is.
Yeah, it's
just,
is. It's not like he's faking it,
right?
No, we met him. I mean, he really is that guy.
He's that guy.
It's awesome.
Like, he's one of those guys. If you aren't smiling and loving that guy up, that's on you,
yeah, dude,
man.
Seriously,
he's just a fun loving, awesome guy that you set foot. I can see why he's had success in his career, right? I know not great wins in the NFL, but in college and in the pros, to be a quarterback at that level, people gravitate towards that guy. That guy's a leader.
He is.
Now stop throwing interceptions. Yes, but other than that, like, it's going to be fun, man.
Yeah, he needs to have the Lord keep delivering him from his pick sixes.
That's right.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's right.
I do think for Jameis, it's kind of nice. I think you brought this up a few weeks ago, Bob. It feels like the expectations for the Giants are rather low. It seems like the fans know that this year is kind of a rebuild year, so they're not like, oh, we're not going to win 10 games. They'll just have fun. Gives them something to root for.
Yeah.
What about another quarterback? This one we don't like as much. Aaron Rodgers, Littlefinger. One word on him not deciding where he's playing yet.
Narcissist.
What's the one word to describe this?
Tiring.
Obvious. I mean, we knew this was going to happen, right?
He's going to milk it.
This is week three of free agency.
And then Wednesday night, before the draft starts on Thursday, he'll decide to go to Minnesota.
Right.
Because Rob Brinton nailed it on that tweet.
He did.
It
Rob
was a great
nailed
tweet.
It, yeah.
When he was like, you know, just in case anybody wants to know where Aaron Rodgers goes, he'll do an announcement at 11:05 on the first, before the first tip of the March Madness tournament.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, I kind of think it's going to be in these next 2 days, but if it wasn't these last 3 weeks,
why
then
the
I
next
don't know.
2 days?
Why?
Because there's nothing happening.
But see,
no sports are on.
Yeah, but there are. You got the Sweet 16 coming up.
And on Thursday. That's why if you do it today or tomorrow, you've got 48 hours of, hey, this is all me.
There's a good reasoning
good.
For that, right? Like, really good.
Should be good.
But, I mean, I feel like he likes to upstage stuff, man.
Yeah.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah.
That's what's funny, because, like,
So you could have these 2 days to yourself, or you could do it on Thursday and then upstage the NCAA tournament.
Because I feel like, isn't it always like the Yankees play at 11 o'clock our time on opening day?
It seems like it, yeah.
Seems to be that way. So, like, let's see, 10:45 on Thursday before they play?
There you go. Yeah, right before opening, because opening day is Thursday as well. Mm-hmm. NCAA tournament's back in action on Thursday. So everybody's going to be talking about that.
So the Yankees will play at 2:05 our time. They host the Brewers.
Okay.
So 2 o'clock.
Skankies.
2 o'clock Central Time is when you think that maybe Aaron Rodgers will announce.
Yeah, there you go. Right before opening day.
Love it.
Here's the first pitch, and Minnesota season is over.
<Yeah. laughs> I do hope he goes to the Vikings. I really do. One word on this audio from Michael Irvin talking about the Cincinnati Bengals.
If you got 100 snap game, you can play 99 plays great. If you give up 1 point and you have 0 points, you lose that game. Points win championship. So let's get real. And you got your two wide receivers, and you know you have a quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks. Let's maximize the opportunity to get points. And we can find people to put together a pretty good defense. But if the other team got to put up 35 points a game, you got a pretty good shot at winning.
The Bengals have the 6th best odds right now on FanDuel, plus 1,700 to win the Super Bowl. Can they win the Super Bowl with what's going on with that team? You like them?
Absolutely. They got to the Super Bowl with what we do, the worst offensive line to ever make it to the Super Bowl because they had those beasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What do you think about that? Michael Irvin, they are a Super Bowl contender. He says points win championships, not defense.
Do you know how hard it is to score 40 a game? Ask Patrick Mahomes 2018. I think there's a ceiling there. I don't think you can win in the playoffs if you don't have a defense. The Chiefs looked at that as well. The first year Patrick Mahomes put up the most points and most yards ever in his career, they didn't get to the Super Bowl. You know why? Because they couldn't stop anybody.
Bottom five defense.
Yeah, bad defense. So what do? They revamped the defense, and they went on a run. So, Michael Irvin, I appreciate you, you know, looking out for the wide receivers and all, but you got to have a defense if you want. Defense wins championships.
I will say hopeful, you know. Maybe. I mean, I get it. Like, Cincinnati, you talk about retaining. They've retained everybody except maybe the most important player outside of Jamar Chase on their team. Trey Anderson's still out there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So is Keenan Allen. So is Stephon Diggs, among others. But, yeah, I mean, Michael Irvin's hopeful. I mean, I think for the Chiefs' sake, I think you want the Bengals to be good. For the NFL's sake, you want the Bengals to be good.
Yeah, sure you do. Yeah.
A lot of superstar power over there. So, yeah.
But it's a fun rival, too, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, Michael Irvin, you know, hyperbolic, I guess you could say as well. Like, yeah. He's always had those takes.
Yeah, but look at his teams. They had good defenses when he played 30 years ago in Dallas when they were last relevant.
Great defense. Maybe one of the greatest offensive lines.
Oh, yeah. I mean, exactly.
Like, let's not undersettle that. Like, yeah, Emmitt Smith had it nice.
Yeah.
He was good. I'm not taking anything away from Emmitt.
Of course.
But, like, boy, he had like a Priest Holmes style line before they were even cool.
Imagine if, you know, a guy like Barry Sanders had that offensive line. He may still be playing.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.